Today's daf, I think, is number 15, if I'm not mistaken. But I'd like to start the week with focusing on one or two of the highlights of the previous week. And it could be both a chazorah and an iyun. So we're going to look on daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And we're going to focus on the Gemara and then Imritz Hashem on the Shita of the Ramban and how he interprets this Gemara. So what we're looking for is the word Pshita. It's the first word in the line. And
yes.
It's approximately
right in the middle.
Okay. So what the Gemara does now is it starts with the simple case and then it moves beyond that to the more complicated case. That's typical. So Pshita, here's the simple case. This is beyond debate. Hecha dekanokit kasa dechamra biyada. So he's holding in his hand, chamra means yayin, a cup of wine. But for kasavar, but he's mistaken, deshichrahu. You know, sometimes you could have a dark beer, like here in Israel we have black beer. So he didn't realize that he was holding on to beer. He thought he was holding on to wine, like a dark wine, you know, what they call red wine. Upasach, he began his bracha. So we're talking about Berachas Hanenim. He said, Bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So he's already mentioned the name of God. That's called shame. And Melech HaOlam means Malchus. Adaita the Shikra, thinking that he's got a cup of beer. So in his mind, what is he going to say at the end? Shakol Niyavidvara. Visiyim, but when he realized, hey, look what I have, it's Yayin, he finishes it with Dechamra, meaning, and he says, Borei Priyagofen. Now, Yotza, the Gemara says, in the worst case scenario, let's say he had completed his bracha exactly as he thought mistakenly he should have completed bracha. He would have said, Shahakol Niyavidvaro, Yotza. Why? The Inamim Omar, even in the worst case, had he said, Shahakol Niyavidvaro, Yotza, thus now we have a Mishnah in the parak called Ketza Mevarachim, Al Kulam Im Omar, Shahakol Niyavidvaro, Yotza. So he could be Yotze with Shakol Niyavidvaro. So even his Machshov at the beginning, when he thought he had in mind to make a brach of Shahakol, he thought it was beer, that even had he completed that mistake and followed through with that mistake, he would still be Yotze the bracha, because you could be Yotze on anything with Shakol Niyavidvaro. Ella, but here's the case that's more complicated. Hecha dekanokit kasa deshichra biyadei. He's actually holding beer in his hand. But Kasavri made the opposite mistake. He thought Dechamru that he's holding wine, Upasach, and he opens Ubarech, and he recites the bracha Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Adaiti Dechamru. He's about to complete with Borei Priyagofen. Borei Priyagofen would not be a valid bracha for Shechar, but Vesiyim B'Deshikrabi, he caught himself, and he finished up with Shachol Niyavidvaro, Mai. The Gemara vacillates about this. Basar ikar bracha azlinon o basar chasima azlinon. Do we look at the Shemu Malchus that he recited at the beginning of the bracha, and he had in mind the Bar Priyagofen? Well, that's not good. Why? Because Bar Priyagofen is not valid for beer. It's only valid for wine. So if we go back to the Ikar Bracha, which means the beginning of the Bracha, when he said Shemu Malchus, then the Bracha is invalid. Oh, here's the Gemara's second possibility. Basar Chasima Azlinon. We look at the actual Chasima, and the Chasima here, he concluded with the words, Shahakol Niyavidvaro, which is exactly the din, that's what he has to recite, and therefore he is Yotze. So the Gemara goes back and forth on this issue. Now, we want to focus, as I said, on the Ramban Shita, but if you take a look in Rashi, which we're not going to do now, Rashi seems to put the emphasis on what we call Kavana. Everything depends upon what he had in mind. And then the Gemara says, well, what he had in mind when? At the beginning of the bracha, at the end of the bracha. So if you hold that Kavana, his intention is critical, then if the beginning of the bracha is the Ikar HaBracha, then we have a problem if he had the wrong kavana. If on the other hand, the Iker Bracha is the Chasima Sabracha, then he had the right Kavana at the time of the Chasima Sabracha, then that would be okay. Now if you take out these pages that we photocopied, see if you can open up to page Kuf Lamed He for a moment. So what you'll do is you'll take the first two pages, or maybe it's one page actually with two sides, which is Kuf Lamed Gimel, Kuf Lamed Dalid, and you'll put it on the right side, and then you'll put Kuf Lamed He on the left side. On the right side, if you'll see on the bottom column, on the right column, you'll see Shitas Rashi. And as I said before, Rashi puts the emphasis on Kavon. Everything depends upon what he had in mind, and his mindset will determine the nature of the bracha. Once we determine what is the bracha, is the bracha the Ikar bracha is the Shemu Malchus at the beginning, the Ikar bracha is the Chasima. Now the Ramban is quite long. It appears in his commentary on the Rif, which is called Mechamas Hashem. And we're going to race through the Ramban, just read it very quickly, in order to get to the seventh line on the left column. So if you want to make a little bit of a note on the page, you may see a line that starts with Ad Kan Lashono. And that's where we want to get up to. So we're on the bottom right, and the Ramban says the following, Kachi Atzah Shel Hashmua. This is the way you should understand this sugya. Pshit, I understand without a doubt. If he picks up a cup of wine and he thinks it's shikra, so in his mind he was going to recite Bar Priya Gofen, then he certainly, I'm sorry, I meant to say that in his mind he's going to recite a shakol niyavidvaro, and then he finds out, wait a minute, I'm holding on to a cup of wine, and he finishes it up with Bar Priya Gofen. Says the Ramban, Lefisha Hirgish Miyad Koshel Yayin Yotza. Since, again, let's underline those words, Hirgish Miyad Shekoshel Yayin. Now, what does it mean he immediately felt? At what point? I guess immediately it would have to be relative to the Chasima. But Yotza, he fulfills his mitzvah. Why? Because bein de nezel basa psichu, bein basa chasima, meaning even had he completed thinking mistakenly it was sheikhar, not caught himself on that mistake, nami yotzi would still fulfill his mitzvah because shahakol nivadvaro covers everything. Inami, now we have the flip case. Nakat, he's holding kasa de shikra, so the bracha he clearly needs is bari, is shahakol nivadvaro, but he doesn't realize that. He thinks that he's holding on to a Bori Pri Hagofen, Ubirech. So he was about to be Mavarech Bori Pri Hagofen, right? But at the end, what happened? He realized that he was holding on to. So he, again, he was about to. Just one second. He had. He thought he was holding on to. Just one second. What's the case now? I'm sorry, I got confused. He's the case where he kasavar, he thought it was Yayin, right? So he thought he was going to make a Bar Pri Hagofen, and it turns out he caught himself on time that it's a coast of Shikra, and it requires a Shakol Nivadvaro Yotza. Sherei Chazabo Miyad Toch Kidei Dibur. Here the Rabban is introducing a whole new concept that we didn't see in Rashi. And that's called Chazabo Miyad. He immediately changed his mind, toch kidei dibur, before he finished the dibur. Now again, how long of a period of time is toch kidei dibur? We'll have to see as we go along, but maybe it means within a few seconds, once he caught his mistake, since he never actually stopped and took an interruption, and siyem birchaso karoi, so he completed his bracha in the proper way. And what would be the proper way in this case? What do you say? Right, Shakol Nia Bidvar, because he realized that he has Sheikhar in his hand. Again, originally, Betos, he thought he had Yayin in his hand, so he was about to make the Bracha Bar Pri Hagofen, but Tolkidei Dibur, he caught himself in his mistake. Umipnesha Hosif Ba Lo Pasal. Very strange language in the Ramban. He added something, and that doesn't disqualify his Bracha. Ela Sha'omer Sha'kadosh Baruch Hu Bara Zeva Zeh. In other words, he was saying, he's saying to Hashem, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. And basically, he's about to thank Hashem for creating whatever God created. Ela Pasach Hakasa the Shichra, B'Shichra, V'Ta V'Chazerbo, V'Siyim B'Chamra. So this is Ramban's understanding. He actually caught himself after he completed the bracha. This is not Rashi at all. He said Shachol Liavidvaro, and then immediately he said Baru Priya Gofen. And what was the Gemara's suffix now? My Basar Ika Bracha Zlinon. No, there was the very moment, the very split second that he said Shachol Liavidvaro Yotza Shekvar Hishlin Birchaso Kalocha. V'chazara b'toz shechaza v'siyim shalokaroi lo avi chazara l'posla. In other words, at some point or another, although he had a kavana l'chatchila to recite Sha'akol Niyavidvar, and that's in fact what he did, but he messed himself up because he said Sha'akol Niyavidvar bar priyagofen. So shall we say that since the Tchilas HaBracha is valid, therefore there's no such thing as Chazor, you can't undermine a Bracha that was valid, right? O Dilma, Afilu Bazu Basar Chasima Azlinan Velo Yotza. And he's not Yotze. So again, he's holding on to a coast of Sheikhar. And in effect, when he says Shahakol Niyavidvaro, that's a valid bracha. He changes his mind because he gets confused, thinking now that he has a cup of wine, and he says Bori Priya Gofen. How do we view that Bori Priya Gofen? Does that get integrated into his bracha or no? He already fulfilled his chiyuv bracha. He was mekayim the mitzvah when he said Shahakol Niyavidvaro. And what does he have in his hand? A koshel sheicha. Is Lafishita Saramban, now we're going to summarize the Ramban. Hecha denoket kos shecher biyodo. And what does it mean? Pasach bebore pri hagofen v'siyem shakol nebidvoro. Is pshita di yotza de chazavitikem berchasa tokede dibur. Ah. So if he mistakenly said bore pri hagofen, and then he would immediately change his mind and say, wait a minute, I'm not drinking wine. I'm drinking beer, and I have to recite Shachol Niyavidvaro, that's fine. Why? Because then it was Chazar V'Tikein Berchoso. He rectified his bracha. And how quickly did he do so? Tokedei Dibur, immediately.
Wow.
Umi Boilon, but here's the suffix of the Gemara according to the Ramban, where instead of being Mitakein, instead of rectifying the bracha, he was Mekalkel the bracha, he ruined the bracha. V'posach v'yomer shakol niyavidvaro v'tokidei dibur chaza v'yomer bor priyagofen. And now he's holding on to a koshel sheikhar and he messed himself up. So again, if he would have said bor priyagofen and then corrected himself by saying immediately shakol niyavidvaro according to Ramban, that would be valid. And why? Because he's holding on to a cup of wine. I'm sorry, he's holding on to a cup of beer, and when he said Bari Priya Goffin, he mistakenly thought it was wine. He immediately corrected himself, Tokedei Dibur, that's an upgrade. That's good. However, if on the other hand he thought that he was holding on to Goffin, and after he said Shachol Niyavidvaro and continued and completed his bracha Kiddina Kilchasa, then he adds Bari Priya Goffin because he got confused, then he's not being metakin his bracha. On the contrary, he's being mekalkel his bracha by adding bar priya gofen. He's, because tokedei dibur is a chazor, it removes and replaces what he did before. Now he's messing up his bracha of shakol niyavidvaro. And what's the Gemara's suffix? The Gemara vacillates about the following question. So let's take a look at the bracha. He said bari. He said shakol niyavidvaro. Period. At that moment in time, a factismal moment in time, he was yotze eschiv bracha. O basar chasima. Or do we say no? He now has replaced his bracha. It's no longer shakol niyavidvaro. Now it's a borei priya gofen, and therefore lo yotze. I'm reading the Kemoshi Yafel Sakein Dvar B'Tolkadei, just like he could fix it up if he started with Bar Priya Gof and he realized he's having Sheikhar, he could rectify the situation and immediately add Shakal Nibidvaro. Is Kemochen Yachal Kalkel Dibur B'Tolkadei Dibur. He could also undo that which was perfect, and even though he said Shakal Nibidvaro, which was fine, now he adds Bore Priya Gofen and he undermines the Bracha and he cancels and invalidates it. V'tzarach Bir Maishna. Now we're going to ask the following question. If the Ramban accepts the principle of Tokidei Dibur Kedibur Dami, and he's activating that principle here in Hilchos Brachos, it means that you have a right to change what you did before, then what difference it make if you change it L'tikun or you change it L'kilkul? In both directions it should be valid. And yet, the Ramban in one side of the Gemara wants to vacillate and question that premise. It could be that Tokidei Dibur only works L'takein, but not L'kalkin. Why is that so? Yeah, Gershon, what do you say?
I'm just saying, all's well that ends well, or something like that.
Yeah, but in this case, it ends bad, not well. So the Ramban thinks...
You have to see the whole picture, first of all, to understand what would be the right thing in the sum total of things. And so why invalidate a bracha, when in fact you should look at it from the comprehensive point of view of what he did before?
Right, but the only problem is the Ramban is operating with a principle called Tokidei Dibur. Tokidei Dibur means that you haven't completed what you said until after a certain period of time.
Exactly.
And anything that you add afterwards is part and parcel and replaces that which you said before. Like, for example, in Eidus, you have testimony, right? So two witnesses come in to testify and they give their testimony. They have a right to change their testimony as long as Tokidei Dibur hasn't passed.
Right.
And it matters not in what direction they change it. Now, Rav Soloveitchik, if you don't mind,
give me a few minutes to develop it.
He says the following, that there are two dinim in Tokidei Dibur, two different dimensions of this halach of Tokidei Dibur. The first din is what we call lahosif. Like, let's say, for example, I gave a testimony, but it's not yet complete. Let's say only two witnesses came and now a third witness wants to come away. I want to add something to my testimony. That's what we call mosif. Okay, so you want to underline the word mosif. Mm-hmm. That's the first category of Tokidei Dibur. Then we have a different category which is called chazara, which means that I can change my mind, and although I testified in one way, now I want to change my mind and cancel what I did before. For example, if I sell you something, so there's halacha of chazara tokidei dibur, that even though I sold it to you, I still have a little bit of time in which I can rescind my agreement and nullify it. And this din of tokidei dibur is chal midin akira. Akira means that I can undermine what I did before. In tokidei dibur, I always have a right to replace my original dibur with a second dibur. I sort of run a line over it with a pencil, and now I substitute with another dibur. Okay, so now let's see how this applies in our case of bracha. And then hopefully the picture will get a little bit fleshed out, a little bit clear. Let's say he started with a limited bracha, and tokidei dibur siem kahogel, and then he changes it in order to expand the scope of the bracha. What does it mean to expand the scope of the bracha? That comes under the first halakh that we mentioned above, lahosif.
Mm-hmm.
Kigon, what's the case? Dinokat. Kisa de Shikra, he has a kos of Sheikhar, and he recites Bori Priya Gofen, which means that at this point he is narrowing the scope of his bracha. Shakol Nia Bidvaro, and now he adds Shakol Nia Bidvaro Pshita de Yotza. Why? Because the first halacha, which is Tokidei Dibur LaHosif, and he's expanding, again, he thought mistakenly that he has wine in his hand. So he offered a narrow bracha. Narrow bracha means a bracha that only applies to wine, which is called Bar Priya Gofen. Now you give him the right of Tokidei Dibur LaHosif, and he can expand the application of his bracha, the scope of his bracha, and now he's allowed Tokh Kedei Dibur to add Shakol Nia Bidvaro, and in that case Pshita Diyotza. Why? Because Tokh Kedei Dibur certainly works Litaken Es HaBracha, and we'll see about the second halach of Chazara in just a minute, but operating within the framework of the first halach, which means lahosiv, if by adding to his bracha, expanding the scope of his bracha, he rectifies and improves the bracha, then certainly is yotze, because that's called Tokh Kedei Dibur Litaken Es HaBracha. So it means that now we can accept his expansion of the bracha when he adds Shakol Nia Bidvaro to Bor Pri HaGofen. That case was absolutely clear. Shemosif Shakol Nia Bidvaro LeDiburo Arishon Bor Pri HaGofen. Vimnira. We're not talking about an akira. We're not saying that the Shakol Nia Bidvaro replaces the Bor Pri HaGofen, but rather what we're saying, it expands the Bor Pri HaGofen to include other food items beyond wine. To became it, she efshel avart Bor Pri HaGofen al hashechar lekel Bor Pri HaGofen chalu shein bracha. Now, what gives him the right to expand the bracha? The answer is because right now he doesn't have wine in his hand, so that the bracha that he recited, Bor Pri HaGofen, doesn't even register. It doesn't have a status of a bracha. And therefore the Gemara says, pshita, you don't need akiras HaBracha. We don't have to come on to undermining the bracha or negating the bracha, because there never was a bracha to begin with. Bor Pri HaGofen al HaShechar is not a bracha. V'yena bracha psula mishum shehifsik v'chasam borei pri agofen. He says the following. He already recited Brochat Hashem al Kenu Mel Cholam Shebu Malchus, and the chasima was Shakol Nia Bidvaro, but he was mafsik with a borei pri agofen. So the answer is that hefsik, that interruption, which wedges between the recitation of the Shebu Malchus and the chasima sabrocha, is not a brach at all. It's not a hefsek. A hefsek only means when you have a bracha. But this Bor Pri HaGofen is not a bracha. Again, you and I might say it is a bracha, but in the world of halacha, abstract world, it's not called a bracha, because there is no such thing as a Bor Pri HaGofen on Shechar. Ela, but rather, Hareyu Kimi, and here we turn to the other page, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's basically saying that God created wine and he created shechar and other things as well. So it's one long bracha and it was all perfect. The Gemara is a safek in a case where he started the bracha kehogen and then siem tolch kidei dibur shelo kehogen kegon shenokat Kosa de Shikra Ubirek Shakol Nia Bidvaro, which is called a Posach Bibracha Kehogen. So now there's a Chalushain Bracha of Shakol Nia Bidvaro. And then he goes ahead and in adding on to Shakol Nia Bidvaro, he recites Bori Pri HaGofen. Is that Mekalkelus HaBracha? Until now, we spoke about a Tikkun HaBracha. He started with Bor Pri HaGofen, and he's got Shechar, and now he expands it. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to thank you for creating wine and for creating everything else, including Shechar. So that's fine. The Gemara never had a suffix about that. But where was the Gemara being mistapek? The suffix of the Gemara was in a case where he completed the Bracha Kehogen, and he said, Shakol Nia Bidvaro. Now all of a sudden he gets confused. He thinks he's got wine in his hand. And Siem Shaloka Hogan. And this was all Tokh Kedei Dibur. And he adds Bori Pri HaGofen, mistakenly thinking that he has wine in his hand. Would we apply the principle of Tokh Kedei Dibur Kedibur Domi to be Mavatel through Kilkul of the Bracha? And you and I would say that Lechor, why not? We had two Dinim back on the previous page in Tokh Kedei Dibur. One is the Mosif. So we want to say that he's Mosif and he's Mekalkel. That's not valid. But if he's Mosif and he's Metaken, that's valid. But then we had another halacha, which is called Chazara. And if he has the rights to do a Chazara, then l'chore he should be able to be makalkel his bracha, and that was the kasha that we were addressing. So even though he started with shakol nivach, which was a perfect bracha on Sheikhar, but now he gets confused and he adds bar priya gofen, well perhaps now we should assume that he's being makalkel his bracha, and he can do that tokedei dibur. So the answer is that the Gemara thinks that there's ha'im chal bebrachos din akira v'chazara tok kedei dibur, meaning that when we have halacha of tok kedei dibur, which allows me to remove and uproot, negate what I said before, or it allows me. Or it's only that I'm allowed to be mosif in such a way that I'm attacking. He says the following: K'mo shechal akira v'chazok tochtei dibur v'agodes edus of mekachu memkar, which means that in edus you can completely negate and disqualify your edus as long as you do so tochtei dibur. In the case of mekachu memkar, you can disqualify the sale if you declare your interest in backing out of the sale tochtei dibur. In brachos, the din of tokedei dibur is a din of akira, and that's a general universal din of akira, which allows you tokedei dibur to undermine whatever you did and invalidate it, as we saw in the cases of edus and mekachu memkar. We're going to apply that same din, to that universal din, to tokedei dibur in brachos, and we have now aloch of akira tokedei dibur in brachos, in which he can literally invalidate, like cross out whatever bracha he had recited. O Dilmano, leka klal chalos din akira tokedei dibur bebrachos, the dome lekidushin vegerishin umegadev. And here he doesn't tell us exactly where this sugya is, but there's a sugya of Kiddushin, Gerushin, and Megadif. These are three cases where Chazor Tokedei Dibur does not apply. And you cannot be Oker what you've already done and what you've already said and declared, even Tokedei Dibur. There's no such thing as Akira Chazor Tokedei Dibur in these three areas because of the Chomer HaInyan. In other words, it's very serious. And because of the serious severity of this act of Kiddushin or Gerushin or Megadev, for which he's Chayv Misa, there's no such thing as Chazara. And now the Gemara wants to suggest that perhaps there's no Chazara in Brachos, and once you Yotze the Bracha, then that's it. You cannot be Oker the bracha that you Yotze, just like in three cases we know you cannot be Oker even Tokedei Dibur. But now he suggests another pshat, Inami. Now if we can get down this Inami, I'll be a happy camper, because that would complete what I had hoped we would achieve for today. The Mesafkalon, Sofik Bifnei Atzmo, Ichal Bibrochos Din Chazor Vakir Tokedei Dibur, Lakor es habracha rishona. The Gemara wants to know whether or not you can be chozer and oker your bracha tokedei dibur. Mishum de besafkalon ha'im me'achar shenishlama habracha kehogen v'chal maisa v'chal shem bracha gemura eino chal din akira tokedei dibur. So one side of the Gemara is that, just let me go over this one more time, that there is no chazara tokedei dibur because there's a bracha shlema. In other words, the bracha shlema kehogen, since he recited shakol nivedvaro, that barricades, that protects the bracha from being undermined. There's no way you can disqualify the bracha. It's like a bubble that covers the bracha because that bracha is registered kehogen, nishlama bracha kehogen. Oh, what's the other side of the suffix? Is afal pichein chal. The din of chazor tokedei dibur would still nevertheless be chal, even though he completed the bracha kehogen. Ubir asvara de leka bebrachos dinakira tokide dibur. If we've seen in the past, whether it's in Elus or it's in Mekakumemka, the Tokdei Dibur allows you to invalidate that which was valid, to back out of the deal, or back out of the testimony, then why shouldn't it work in the case of Brachos? Why do we insist that in Brachos, since Nishlama Bracha Kahogen, therefore you cannot undermine the Bracha? Yesh lomar the kaimalon, this is the Gemara Nidorim, the Misha Kara al Hachole, Vyakach Meis. In other words, he thought that the person had already expired, so he did Kriya. And then subsequently, let's say 2 minutes later, the person died. Is Yatzi de Kriya Kisha Meis Betokide Dibamea Kriya? Again, it's a rare kind of case, but you know the halacha always addresses even rare cases. So here's this case where he cut his beged and he did kriya before the death of the individual, but then the person died tolkidei diva of the kriya. So the kriya was almost synchronized with the expiration, but the person expired a little bit after the kriya, but tolkidei dibur within a span of 3 seconds, let's say. And the Gemara says that in such a case, he actually fulfills his kriya of kriya. He doesn't need another kriya. Now this is already a whole different concept of tolkidei dibur. What we're doing here through Tokidei Dibur is we're synchronizing two actions, even though they took place in sequence, as if they had happened simultaneously.
Well, why did the guy do the Kriya first? Because he assumed the person had died?
Right.
Or because
right.
He wasn't in the presence of the person?
No, I think he assumed he had died.
We've been in the presence of a person who passed away. The nurse came in, passed away, and so people said Baruch Dayan Hamet, and the person came back to life for another hour and a half or something.
Right, right. So that would be a question whether that bracha. I would think in that case probably the bracha was invalid. He's talking about a case of Tokidei Dibur, not an hour and a half later. But you see that Yotza, that he fulfilled his kriya because of this halacha of Tokidei Dibur. He says, Mavua, what we see here is that Yisod Din de Mo'ila Kriya Lifnei Misa, but Tokidei Dibur of the Misa, Hainu Shalochal Maisa Kriya Adli Acha Tokidei Dibur Mea Kriya. In other words, the Tokidei Dibur postpones the Chalos, you know, when does something take effect? So we want to know if he has a halachic Kriya, which is the fulfillment of his mitzvah of Kriya. That halachic fulfillment of kriya will be postponed for a period of time called tolkidei dibur. And if the person actually dies within that short period of time, then the kriya was a valid kriya. Hamaisen ochal pidin el yachar tolkidei mishum hachi chala chazor mi mekach umemkar umi edus betolkidei dibur shamaisa mekach vagodas edus. Mishum shalom nigmar hamaisa v'eino chal ad li'achar tokidei dibur. So this is what we would call postponing the chalos. I'm going to write that down. Postponing the chalos.
It's interesting because, for example, when you wash your hands, you say al nitilat yadayim after the fact. But before you drink something, you would say it before.
Right, Tosa says Al-Nitil Sidaim is on the Nigu.
Exactly, yes.
But again, I don't want to get, because I'm just trying to complete this, so we'll talk, if you like, let's talk about Nitil Sidaim after we finish.
Ulefi
Zeh, Yeshlomadu, who I did not
meet,
Legabi Brachos. Oh, now he wants to apply this to Brachos.
Yes.
De lo chala ha-bracha ad li'achar tokidei dibur. And he's going to push this into the Ramban, that the Ramban is saying that any action that you do is postponed, so to speak. It's hanging in limbo. It's suspended until after Tokidei Dibur, even in the case of a bracha. So the first side of the Gemara was to say, well, you have a complete bracha shlema kehogen, and therefore once the chaloshen bracha is complete, then there's no din of akira tok kedei dibur. But now we're saying the bracha is not complete because we have to tag on a short period of time, which is called tok kedei dibur. And only after tok kedei dibur is there a chalos bracha. So we're postponing the chalos bracha. And therefore, chazor tok kedei dibur, even in the case of brachas, is absolutely valid and halachically recognized because it wasn't a bracha, didn't register itself as such until after tok kedei dibur. And now he writes that Yitochin is quite possible to Hal Pidin when we say that Al Pidin lo nigmar abrocha until after Kedei Dibur, because he can be Mamshich, he can be Mosif, he can embellish the Maisa. For example, in Edus, he can add another piece of information. In Kriya, he can be Mamshich and continue the Kriya even more. Now, there's a minimum requirement to how much Kriya, the size of the Kriya, but he wants to go beyond that. Din akiras maisa betokedei dibur moil afil lakor maisa gomur shekvar chal. So here, Rav Soloveitchik is sort of backtracking a little bit. He's just finished saying that the bracha is complete and it registers as a chaloshem bracha gemura once he says the word shakal nivivara. Now he's throwing in another possibility that he could still be oker. And why is? Because yesh lakar vil, yesh, just 1 second, yesh lakar bidin akiras maisa tokde dibur imoel midin schus chazara. I'll try to explain that in a minute. V'yem kein moel afilu lakar maisa shekvar chal odil din akiris maisa tokidei dibur moel rak b'maisa shadayin lo nigmar v'od lo chal kigon hagodes elus u'kriyal ames. So the Rav is now assuming that in the case of a maisa bracha, we cannot apply this principle of lo nigmar a maisa and we postpone the chalos. No, the bracha is meaningful immediately. But yet, is still a possibility of chazara, which he defines as a schus chazara, as a possibility of giving a person a schus, the right to be chozer. Now it's a little bit interesting, because if you were to talk to me about edus, if you were to talk to me about, for example, kinyonim, then I would understand, I would recognize the validity of a schus chazara. I mean, it was my decision to come forward, my initiative, and testify, then I have the right to rescind and invalidate my testimony. Or in the case of a Mecca Kumemka, it was my decision to sell or to buy, now I change my mind, I have a schus chazara. And that schus chazara applies for a certain period of time called tok kedei dibur. But in the case of a bracha, l'chora, the bracha has a life of its own, it's an entity of its own. Once he completes the bracha and he says shakol nivivaro, why would we grant him a schus chazor? It seems like totally irrelevant. So he's going to say, well, I was the one who made the bracha, I have the right to rescind the bracha. Very kind of strange thing. In Eidus, I understand that you have a right to change your Eidus. In Mecca Humemkar, you sold, I understand. But here, very, very confusing to me. Okay, Rabosai, now I'll take questions if you have any questions, and then we'll move on tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem. If you're available at this time.
Say a bracha le'betala. I mean, not intentionally.